Hello, 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 and welcome to the Pottervision podcast, the podcast where every 2 weeks, myself, Lucas Kirby, and a man next to me that I can touch, Tom Laurinson. What?
With consent.
Oh, sorry, may I?
Yes.
Friend that I'm allowed to touch, Tom Laurinson. We read a chapter of the Harry Potter books and we talk about them amongst other things. We're here together and we're here in Ireland. And subconsciously, we've both decided to wear green, maybe because of Ireland.
Green, green.
Is this your freebie?
Yeah. What Willie Cook, the chef, seen on Instagram and other social media, he's done a collaboration with Jameson's Whiskey, and I received this in the post, a jumper.
Yeah. Why? What have you got to do with them? Just a friend?
Just a friend.
Just a friend. I thought you were helping them do like a promotion or something with a video.
No, no, I think they've sent me this, hoping that I'll wear it and stuff. And I am. With the 100 people who watch the YouTube, you'll be seeing this.
Yeah. And we've just given them a shout out, haven't we? Is it just that, What Will He Cook?
Yeah, What Will He Cook?
But not Will He, it's Willie as in.
Yeah? Excuse me.
What Will He Cook?
His name's Willie.
His name's Willie, like Willie Nelson, but not Willie Nelson, because it's a Y instead of an IE. Lots to think about with that, but you'll find it if you want to. This week, we're on episode 138, Will and Won't. Yeah? Chapter 3 of The Half-Blood Prince. But Tom, how have you been?
All right, I've had you at my house for about a week.
Yeah.
And we've been having a roaring good time, haven't we?
It's been great. I've been Tom Laurinson's ideal house guest. As much as I can, I've been going to the toilet off-premises. Yeah? Either at the shops or in the restaurant.
You arrived, so I did a gig in Glasgow. I did my solo show in Glasgow on Sunday. I was going to get the hotel over there.
Yeah.
And then I got a message from you saying, I arrive in Manchester at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
You need to pick me up. And I'm like, no hotel for me in Glasgow.
So yeah.
I drive back through the night and I get back at 5 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
Oh! And then I'm there at the train station to pick him up in my car, looking for him. Where is he? And he's messaging me going, where the fuck are you? Where the fuck are you?
I didn't do that. I texted him a couple of days before to say that the train was getting in at 10:15. Yeah. So at 10:17, I just said, I'm here at the station. And he texted me back, I'm nearly there.
Nearly there.
I find out later that he was putting his shoes on at this point.
I was at the front door.
So then 10, 15 minutes later, he turns up. But I don't mind that. You know, I'm very grateful that you could pick me up. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Good chance for you to get some fresh air.
Yes, exactly. We don't get that.
And some actual fresh air, unlike the fresh air you got today. We're at the airport.
Yeah.
It was very stuffy inside the airport, Manchester Airport, Terminal 3.
Yeah.
And just as we're about to get on the plane, we're outside, and it's pouring down with rain, and there is engine fumes blowing in our faces. And he comes out, and he's not trying to be funny, he just goes, oh, lovely bit of fresh air.
Right, this, you've got to compare it to the stuffy airport. Yes, there were engine fumes, but it was raining, fresh rainy air. It was very nice. And I'm enjoying the Dublin air as well, walking around Dublin, even though it's a city. It's very fresh. You want to take a big deep breath with both nostrils.
Oh, yes, you do. It's been very nice, yeah. So I've had you. You got here Monday.
I got here Monday, yeah.
Monday I was very ill.
Yeah, you've been a bit poorly, haven't you?
I was a weak shell of a man. I was, I get this illness sometimes when I'm ill. Coldness hurts me. Do you get that?
No. Tell me more.
If something cold touches me when I'm ill, like if someone puts a cold spoon on me.
Yeah.
It physically hurts me.
Oh, right.
And then me and you were like, come on, we need to do some more work. And I was like, the work will do itself. And we started watching Outdoor Boys on YouTube.
Yeah, it's this bloke that likes to go in the middle of Alaska, during the snow, and he just camps out for a night.
Sometimes he makes his sons go.
Yeah, and sometimes he doesn't. And often everything that he has breaks, but he somehow survives. Yes, we wasted a lot of time doing that. But then we've been doing the shows. We were in Birmingham Tuesday. We were in Leeds yesterday. And now we're in Dublin. Yeah, I'm really excited. The oldest theatre in Dublin, 1662, I think.
Oh.
It was built. 462 years old.
Almost as old as you, you old kid.
Oh, he's a funny one. Oh, he's funny.
Is that genuine love?
No, that wasn't. That was sad. We've got a few new inside jokes, haven't we? Sometimes when we're bored, we just like to read out the license plates. And one license plate was, I think it was
P5 fuck.
Yeah, it was HIFAK or something.
E5 fuck.
E5 fuck. And it sounds like a question from an alien. But it sounds like it could be a proposition from an alien. So you would like to say yes or no.
What's this?
E5 fuck.
I wouldn't like to say yes.
E5 fuck.
I don't know what you're asking me.
E5 fuck.
I don't know. See, you know, we've been laughing about that, basically.
We got an hour out of that.
An hour out of that.
That's tears streaming down our faces.
Yeah?
You won't recognise us.
Tom's also been saying, top of the burger.
Oh, top of the burger.
Top of the burger.
I was going to save that one for last.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
But top of the burger is a brilliant new phrase.
Yeah.
You can say to each other. Pause this and just say it. I was driving, eating a burger, and I saw some builders last night, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
I held up my burger, and I said, top of the burger!
Yeah, I think you had Ireland in your mind.
What?
At the time.
You think?
Because it's top of the morning, isn't it? It's
an
Irish phrase. And it turned into top of the burger, but then he wanted to say it at customs. And I was like, I don't think you should say top of the burger. They wouldn't know what you're on about.
It was your idea to, he said, don't bring your passport, just turn up at customs and say top of the burger.
Yeah, they'll immediately let you through.
They're laughing about that. Passport, top of the burger. Sorry?
Yeah. Well, we were a bit more nervous about the suitcase this time because the Pottervision props are even more suspect than usual in the sequel show. Can we explain a couple of the things that's in them?
There's a gun.
There's a toy gun.
There's a... He assured me the knife was no longer in the suitcase, but it was there.
Turns out there's two knives. I put one knife away.
It's a bit bad, isn't it?
It is. Do you like us now we're lit up? More of a shadow, though, isn't there?
If you're watching, we've got these classic
theatre mirrors.
Mirrors.
Yeah. Waste of light bulbs, really, isn't it? Look at that one. I don't like that one that's a completely different warmth of bulb. Everything else is yellow, and that's white. Don't know about that. Yes, we've got a knife, we've got a gun, and we've got a pair of boxes.
Yeah, bah, 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 bah. Shh, some people haven't seen it yet. There's a pair of boxes, but that's all we'll say.
That was something in them.
And what's this I see inside?
A skiddy. Right? So, we were a bit worried because it's a, we call it the Gary Glitter suitcase because it's full of wigs and dollies, but now it's got like weapons and poo marks in it as well. So we were very worried about somebody stopping us in customs and having a little look through.
Yeah, we're getting worried about getting pulled out of customs. Is this your bag, sir? Is this about the dirty dolly? Excuse me.
It's about the grotty undies. No, it's about the knife.
Never mind. Never mind.
but we managed to get it to Ireland. I think they like those things we've brought. And we're ready to rumble.
We've been having a laugh. Which of the ones did we get? We've got another, Lucas said website in a funny way. He said it like this, website? And so we've been saying website. Oh, another one.
Carrier bag.
I was in a mood and I found a carrier bag and I was like, what the fuck is this here?
Yeah.
Just looked inside and realised it was a gifts my niece and nephew that I bought from holiday and I was like, oh, toys, presents.
And it was a lovely contrast from a very angry man to a lovely Father Christmas type character.
Toys, presents.
Toys, presents. It's like when the Grinch starts to get his heart back. It was lovely.
Which is your favourite then?
Well, Top of the Burger's growing on me, just because it's fun to say, Top of the Burger! It doesn't mean anything.
We didn't. We had a burger today that we paid 18 quid for.
Yeah.
And we didn't even say it then.
Oh, what an opportunity.
We've been saying it so much.
Yeah.
Top of the Burger! Shouting at it, passes by. Top of the Burger, young man! Top of the Burger!
Yeah, and we actually had a burger.
Yeah.
Too busy scoffing it. Too busy scoffing it. Hey, there were some wild women on the plane, weren't there?
Mm.
Drunk at 10 a.m. shouting and literally screaming. There was one woman in the queue put to board who kept going, "Aah!" like that, screaming. And then, and then everybody left.
I'm not a sexist like you. I didn't notice the gender. I was just like thinking some rowdy passengers, maybe.
Oh, right.
Look at this guy. Women! Women, they're all women!
Nothing to do with that. I think it was a birthday weekend, but they were very noisy. So I put my headphones in on the plane and I played Batman, playing Batman game at the minute.
So, we start queuing for the flight, yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Some lasses, Manchester lasses, come up behind us.
Oh, you know, it's their own lasses, did you, sexy?
I did. Credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
It's brilliant to be a woman, I think.
Yeah.
And when I spot them, I'll give them praise. And they said, is this Terminal 53? Is this Gate 53? I said, I think it is.
Yeah.
And they started queuing behind us, and they started getting a bit rowdy. And the closer we got to the plane, the rowdier they got. And we were in like a tunnel with him.
Yeah.
And they started like screaming. And my heart was going because it's weird to have like a scream. I never normally hear screams.
It's a bit scary, isn't it?
La, la, la. And there was the tallest one who stood at the back of them who was silent. And you paint this picture in your head, you're like, oh, I guess that this girl, she's not part of it. She's a bit like more reserved.
Yeah.
Even though she was dressed the craziest.
Yeah.
Basically in a pair of knickers.
Yeah.
Whole arse out.
Yeah.
The only thing you couldn't see was you know what.
All right. Yeah.
And so she stood there with a bottle of Budweiser and thinking nothing. And then she kind of stops us. She's about to go down some stairs. She didn't put her hand out, but she's quite a, I don't know. She's tall enough that she can stop us.
Yeah.
She drinks the beer, slams it down on a windowsill and continues. Some of the girls fall down the stairs and you think, oh, please, God, please don't be sat near us. God, Lord.
Yeah.
Please.
They were sat near you, weren't they?
Walking, and you, they're behind you.
Oh, yeah, they were, yeah.
Walking up the stairs and the tall girls in front of me. And, well, you know, she's at the front with me and she's quite calm. You know where the story's going. We get on the plane and I guess psychosis hits in. For this hour plane, something just kicks off inside this girl, the quietest one. She stands up, she starts going mad. She's like, I don't know, at one point, it starts off, she needs a toilet. She goes to the toilet, she loses her seat. And she looks to the woman next to me, looks down and she goes, you're in my seat.
Yeah.
And it was just some Irish woman knitting.
Yeah. There was lots of shouting, singing. She called us all boring. She goes, at least I'm not boring like the rest of you. Only joking.
She was like, at least I'm not boring. Lucas takes his headphones out and he says, excuse me, I've just completed the Riddler's challenge on Batman Arkham Asylum. Does that sound boring to you?
I didn't. I just thunk it.
And she goes, yes, it does.
I've just completed the Riddler's challenge.
But after a while, I started to sink into it, you know.
Yeah.
Because at first I was feeling, you do feel anxious when people are like very loud and obnoxious around you. But I began to sink into it because when you book the 11 a.m. flight from Manchester to Dublin, that is what you're signing up for. People going day drinking.
Yes.
In Dublin.
Saturday as well.
And so I sank into it. She wasn't having a go at anyone.
No.
She was just being larger than life.
Mm.
She was calling us boring. Fine, I'll give her that.
Yeah.
She was eating Pringles. They were falling out of her mouth. I was like, you know what? She's fucking having fun.
Yeah.
This lady's probably worked all week long, looking forward to a weekend away.
Yeah.
With her pals. And now, at one point, she kneels down in the aisle and asks her friend to zip up her play suit. And her friend was like, it zipped. She thought it was down to her. She'd be walking around with it unzipped. But it was right to the top. She's like, it zipped.
See, I missed all this. All this was going on. And
yeah, well, you were doing the Riddler's Challenge.
I was doing the Riddler's Challenge. I was like, it turned out I had to hit the wall and then glide directly to the wall opposite to hit both question marks.
Very good.
Without a gap in between, may I say.
Air hostess comes over.
Yeah.
Lady's got a leather coat on her knees. She goes,
yeah.
Can I put that in the overhead locker for you? It'd be safer. And she was like, oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
She puts it up. Plane's landing, she stands up, she's like, where's me coat? Where's me coat? And she starts opening the overhead lock and she's like, there it is, and goes, safe and sound, and slams it shut.
What is the danger of having a leather jacket on your lap? Is it stopping you escaping if there's a problem?
Yeah. You get tangled in it.
Leather jacket tangling me up. Yeah, I suppose. Right there.
But ultimately, I wouldn't change it for the world.
No, it's given us a good 5 minutes out of this podcast, hasn't it?
No, life experience.
Mm.
That is what it is to be British.
That is what it is to be British. Yeah? Yeah,
you know. Because even the people around her who were like getting on the cans and stuff, they just weren't like screaming and rolling around like her. She was excited.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you heard this, but when they were going down into the plane, a bloke in front of them went, I hope I'm not sat next to you, lot. And then one of them slapped him. On like the arm. She was like, oh, you. Like that. Slapped him on the arm. Very funny.
But that's what happens when people do their favourite thing. You went to see the snooker on Thursday.
Yeah, the day off. You were going to Oxford.
Were you like that?
I didn't have a drop of alcohol.
Yeah, but were you like that?
Not screaming, shouting, dancing. No, none of that for me. I sat and watched the snooker and it was very mindful, very relaxing. I had a great time.
Funny thing about Lucas that you don't know is the side of him you don't see on the podcast is his sense of humour he only has with me when no one else is around. But it's actually sometimes when our partners are around.
Yeah.
But when he's not being recorded, like I was in a taxi with him this morning. And I went, well, what are you going to do at the airport? And he looks back at me angry and he goes, oh, maybe a bit of dancing. What do you fucking think? Wait for me plane.
He likes it. He likes it when I'm nasty to him. He finds it very funny.
Oh, maybe a bit of dancing. What do you fucking think?
I like one good thing you can do at home if you want to be unnecessarily aggressive is when anybody announces to you that they're going to do something, anything, if they go, oh, I might read my book, oh, I'm going to take the washing out, just look at them angry and go, yeah, you do that.
Mm.
It's very fun. They have to be on board with it, though, otherwise they just think you're angry.
Yeah, as you said, I went to Oxford.
Yes, was it nice?
It's lovely. It is an idyllic place. The streets are more or less paved with gold. I didn't see any, to use one of your words, I didn't see any tramps.
I do not use that word.
I didn't see any of them actually. I saw one man who looked like a rough sleeper, to use my words, and he was doing a bit of begging. He's very polite. The trio came, a trio of Pottervision listeners who've come before. One of them is called Lucas.
Oh, that's exciting.
He is the one who wears glasses and he's always stood in the middle.
That could be me.
I don't know.
No.
But yeah. I was very happy I saw them. And if you're listening, guys, thank you for coming. And there was another Part of Vision listener who made herself aware. She came with her husband, who was 45. She was 42, I think.
Okay.
And they have a daughter who is 10.
That is fantastic. Yeah, well done you for remembering all that information. Yeah, we saw a few fans in Birmingham and Leeds. Dublin, they might all be new people. We've never performed in Dublin before. Yeah. That's going to be exciting. But we might get some podcast listeners. But yeah, we'll soon find out.
A lot of podcast listeners in Birmingham as well. Thank you guys for coming. I remember your faces. I don't remember your ages, though. No one told me.
Maybe there's a way of finding out.
Census. And then we did Leeds. Plenty of listeners there.
Plenty of listeners. It was great. Yeah, we've had a good blast. I think this show is the best one we've ever done. It's good. We've upped the technical side of it. There's pictures, there's videos.
And, there's video sketches now. Because sometimes there's sketches that you can't do live because they're too complicated. Like, me and him can only play so many people. So now we've got some sketches in there that were pre-recorded and, in my opinion, best bit of the show.
Best bit of the show. We get to relax and watch it with the audience.
We did one in Birmingham, mm-hmm. and that was well. But then we were like, let's up the ante, and we wrote another one.
Yeah, a three-minuter. Mm-hmm. It was good. You've been editing it, haven't you?
Took a long time.
Yeah, but yeah, it's all been good stuff. And yeah, now we're in Dublin and we'll see how they enjoy it as well.
Yeah.
What was I going to say to you?
You love me?
No. The show, yeah, if you want to come and see us, we're going to be on tour. Potvision.com, all the ticket links are all up there. We are hoping to add a couple more for July, I think. Be nice to go up to Scotland. But, yeah, it's lovely. We're excited, yeah. Potvision.com, get your tickets booked as soon as bloody possible. Puts us at ease, doesn't it?
Because
then we think, oh, someone's coming to that one. Well,
you can come see me on my last three dates, Newcastle, Sheffield, London, and I'm coming to do stand-up comedy in Belfast on the 5th of May, the day after Pot of Vision Live.
What a weekend you could have. Trip to Belfast, Pot of Vision Saturday, Hubba Hubba, Sunday, whatever you want Monday. Make it a
work
weekend.
Robert.
Yeah, work. Back to work for you. 2 days, nothing more, nothing less.
Oh,
now what are you thinking about? What's on your mind, my friend?
It's been nice having you at my house.
Oh, that's nice. I do try and be a good guest.
I do.
I do. Yeah, I'm tidy. I wash my pots.
Yeah, you did wash up. That was nice. You don't ask for much.
No.
Porridge. You had my speciality, didn't you?
Oh,
chocolate
yeah.
chips and marshmallows in porridge.
He goes right. Do you want porridge? I was like, yeah, right, I'll have porridge. He goes, what toppings do you want on it? Chocolate, marshmallows, or both? I was like, well, there's only one answer to that question. Both. And surprisingly, it works fantastically well. It's a good, when it's the marshmallows and the chocolate start melting on the surface, it makes for a very delicious and nutritious breakfast.
Mmm.
Yeah. So we've had that, as always. It wouldn't be a Pot of Vision tour without lots of eating out.
We take the piss.
We do take the piss.
Honestly. Nando's, McDonald's, yeah. KFC, Canadian one.
Tim Hortons. Yeah.
In
1 week, that's pretty impressive, isn't
that's
it?
That's one day.
No, it wasn't. Two or three.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you're on the road, you can't be cooking things. You just gotta buy stuff. As and when. Can't be all prepared and stuff. But yeah, what a bloody time it's been. 3 dates, but yeah, all coming up later in the year.
Gonna do Dublin tonight and then go to bed and he's gonna fly away and I'm never gonna see him again.
You will, May.
In May.
In May. Yeah, flight's early tomorrow for me. I think it leaves at 5 a.m. So
are you back at work or you broken up?
I'm back at work on Monday. So fly back tomorrow, Sunday, back in work. Monday. Yeah, and you're staying an extra night, aren't you?
Yeah, well I didn't book my flight in time, and so flights home on Sunday were like £300, £250. So I was like, I'll stay an extra day, get a flight that's 17.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Dunno.
I recommend having a walk around Dublin.
Ooh, yeah, I should actually.
This is, of course, where I proposed to Martina about 2 years ago.
I might go to the spot.
Yeah, it's just on the pier, if you like. By the beach. Yeah. Now, Tom, are you ready for a chapter rundown, will and won't?
Yes, please.
Harry Potter, the boy who lived, is asleep at the window. Oh, he's been waiting for Dumbledore. And Dumbledore's on time. I don't know why Harry's fallen asleep. Next thing, Dumbledore's turned up. He's in the Dursley household, yeah? They're a bit scared of him because he's a wizard, right? But they're talking and he's like, right, one more summer you have to put up with him. Next summer, let Harry stay with them. Happy days, right? Then he talks about Sirius Black's will, and Dumbledore's like, look, he's left the house to you, and you get Creature as well. You know, that elf that tried to have you killed?
Mm.
He's like, do I have to have it? And he's like, yes. Oh, no, he gets him to be a work at Hogwarts.
Mm.
And then he goes, right, I'm going to take you to the Burrow for the rest of the summer, but first, you're going to come and have an adventure with me. And he says, do I have any choice? And he says, no. And that was Will and Won't.
What a chapter.
What a chapter, yeah?
This is the first chapter back with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
First chapter in a while,
yeah.
Back at the Dursleys' house.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
We've not seen them. For us, it's been years. If you're reading them week by week, it's been a few...
It's been a couple of years since we've seen the Dursleys. Yeah, you're right. And, this book, first two chapters, no Harry, no Dursleys, but now, chapter three, we're back, they're back, yeah? Not as many japes and fun with the Dursleys anymore. First three books, it was like something happening every time, wasn't it? Owls coming through the door, Dobby throwing a cake on some woman's head, Aunt Marge blowing up, and now it's just like awkward conversation in the living room.
Well... I felt as though, I don't think it was awkward, I felt it was though it was a change in, pace of what they're to expect from the wizarding world. It's normally, as you said, it's hectic, isn't it? Hectic,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But right now, they're presented with the most powerful wizard alive.
Yes.
Who does not fear them.
Yeah.
And they fear him a bit because of, I suppose, the guilt of mistreating Harry Potter for the past 17 years.
Well, there's an incredible accusation from Dumbledore, which took me aback,
cool.
Where he's talking about their abuse of Harry, and then he went, but that is nothing compared to what you've done to that child.
Do you think it's because he's fat?
I don't, not necessarily. I think it's because they've spoiled him and because they've given him everything he wants and told him he's everything he does is amazing.
Uh-huh.
And turned him into a bully and not a very nice person.
Mm.
I think that's what he's implying, that they've just, by spoiling him and, I don't know, showing him how they behave and how they treat Harry, I think they've just turned him into not a very nice person.
Mm.
Yeah, which, you know, you can admit that is not a good way to bring somebody up, is it? Turning somebody into a rotter.
Not agree with you, though.
Yeah.
Can
you believe the state of Harry's bedroom?
Go on.
It's messy, yeah? It says there are feathers all over the floor. His suitcase is wide open. Everything's strewn over the bed, over the floor. I think Harry needs Kim and Aggie round to sort his bedroom out.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember them? Yeah. How clean is your house?
When you said Kim and Aggie, I was thinking of Trini and Susanna.
He could do with them as well. He could do with Trini and Susanna. But yeah, I think get Kim Woodburn round. You've got to tidy up those owl feathers, my love.
Mm.
Do you like my impression of Kim Woodburn?
Do it again.
You've got to clean up those owl feathers, my love.
You can't be leaving him on the carpet like that.
That's good.
Yeah. Aggie's just Scottish, isn't she? I don't know how to do Aggie. Ooh, what a mess!
That's McGonagall. That's McGonagall.
Right. I'll keep doing it. I can woodburn my loves. Oof! The things you've seen under this carpet. Oof, woodlouse. Sorry, spat on you there, love. Bit of vinegar, get that out. Bit of vinegar, food colouring.
That's brilliant.
Thank you so much. There's no call for that, but I can do it a bit.
Kim Woodburn went into Big Brother.
Yeah, oof. Oh, I'm in the diary room, my love, so I'm annoyed.
And Louis Walsh went into Big Brother. Louis Walsh, what would you Edward like?
They were vile.
They were vile. Jedward, what did you do to Louis Walsh?
Hey, but they hit back at Louis Walsh, didn't they? Because they were like, you were awful, Louis Walsh. Mm. Hey, there was a bit of drama today between Amanda Holden and Sharon Osbourne. Amanda Holden did an interview in the Daily Mail where she's like, oh, Sharon Osbourne's only famous because of Simon Cowell. And why were they slagging him off in Big Brother? Mm. And then Sharon Osbourne did a tweet, which was like a letter to Amanda Holden. Mm-hmm. And it's very savage, very funny.
What did it say?
It says stuff like, she just says, oh, I was famous long before Simon Cowell.
Osbournes?
Yeah, the Osbournes and all this music producer. And she goes, yeah, all right, I'll do an impression.
Who would do that, Ozzy?
Who would say I didn't have a career before Simon Cowell, Ozzy?
She goes, all the work I did for Simon Cowell, I spent on a few handbags, my darling.
And then she said, she said to me like, unlike you, I don't work in radio and pantomime.
That's very good.
Just having a go at her. And she said a few other things as well. Mm. But yeah, very funny. Airing their dirty laundry on Twitter. It's a bit of fun, isn't it?
Unlike you, I don't do pantomime.
Well, you should. You'd be an excellent villain.
You'd be a fantastic wicked stepmother.
Oh.
Oh.
Who's that?
Zotty!
Who's been in my room? Zotty. Sharon! I thought you'd been somewhere with a pantomime.
How's it, Nancy? See, you've had them all today. Ozzy, Sharon, Kim and Aggie.
They were vile.
Louis. You've had Louis as well. That's five impressions in 2 minutes. Mm. Yeah.
Hmm. Do you know my Louis through?
I'd love to hear your Louis through.
Hmm. Give us what to say. Do you think those glasses suit you? Hmm.
That's good.
Hmm.
That's very good.
How do you enjoy doing Pottervision and teaching at the same time?
Yes, I do.
Or would you say that is quite tiring, having to jet about?
Hmm. That's very good.
Hmm.
Very good.
Let me one more time, Louis Theroux, and I will kill myself in front of you.
Don't like that. Edit points. Edit points.
Do you enjoy, you say you only do gay pornography for money, but you must enjoy it on some level. Louis Theroux's Weird Weekend.
Sounds like it. Louis
Theroux. Would you say that wrestling is fake?
It's good. It's a good Louis Theroux impression. There's a newspaper headline about Harry being the chosen one. Yeah? I think it was fairly accurate, this newspaper article.
More drama for Harry. And that is quite a newspaper headline, isn't it? Harry Potter, the chosen one. Mm. And if you think about it, what if, like, who are our chosen ones in, like, you know, everyday society? So, who's the Harry Potter? Is it Keir Starmer?
I don't think it's Keir Starmer.
The Harry Potter, Greta Thunberg?
Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg.
Is she the show? Who else we got?
I think like a kid that's been chosen to change the world.
What's he called, the dude who played Spider-Man?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. The chosen one.
The chosen one, yeah? What are the children? Justin Bieber. Yeah, the chosen one.
Justin Bieber, the chosen one. Is he? Yes.
Yes.
Who else is there? Who else could be the chosen one?
It's got to be someone that's doing a lot of good. Change.
Jojo Siwa, the chosen one.
Who's Jojo Siwa?
Jojo Siwa. Jojo Siwa.
Who's that?
She's a pop star.
What does she sing? Do I know any of her songs?
Well, karma's a bitch and you're gonna come and get it. If you fuck around, I'm gonna smash your fucking head in.
A child singing that?
Yeah.
No wonder she's called Jojo Siwa, saying something like that.
I don't know.
Disgusting language.
Chosen one.
The chosen one. What about like one of the eggheads? They're quite prominent, aren't they? Or a chaser.
What was he called?
Would you rather be an egghead or a chaser?
Egghead.
Egghead.
They're a team, they're a unit.
Camaraderie. But they've got Beat the Chasers now, haven't they, where the chasers are a team.
Oh, eggheads. Who will beat you? It happens.
Yeah, but once a week, I think, the eggheads get beat.
Once a series, someone beats them.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Oh, eggheads. Who beat you?
The eggheads.
CJ from Eggheads, he pushed a man into a canal in Amsterdam and I think did they extradite him because he put it in his autobiography, but then
I think this has got to be the longest gap between repeated stories of Barvision history.
Have we spoke about this before?
I've got a vague memory of years ago, maybe like episode single digits, where you mentioned about CJ pushing someone into a canal.
I can't stop thinking about it. Because the thing is, if you look at the rest of the eggheads, they were all late 50s plus.
Yeah.
And CJ must have been early 40s.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the youngest egghead. He was the tot.
Well, there was a new egghead. Well, I'll say new egghead. As in, not one of the original eggheads. Called Dave. And I remember he used to go to the Friendship Inn in Fallowfield. And once he got very annoyed because I asked him to move his chair because he was in the way of the dartboard.
Was he sat underneath?
He wasn't sat underneath, but he was sat where you should stand to throw the darts.
This sounds like a repeated story. And I put this on you now.
Well, if you start with your CJ Egghead story, I've got to do my Dave Egghead story.
Ah, but did I ever say that I walked past CJ at the Edinburgh Fringe?
No, you didn't say that.
Probably did.
Maybe. But there's only, and I always say this as well, whenever the eggheads come up, is there is actually an egghead who has got an egg for a head, and he was called Chris, and he was an actual egghead.
Was he the big lad?
He had, like, grey hair at the sides.
Yeah.
But he had an actual egg head.
I liked Chris.
I did like Chris. He was just a sound dude.
Because he was big. Because I liked Chris because he looked like, if things started kicking off, he could handle himself.
Yeah, I think so.
Whereas a lot of the other ones, I don't think they could.
I wouldn't back Judith Keppel in a fight. I wouldn't. In a quiz, definitely Judith. But Daphne, I think, would have a dark streak.
Daphne, yeah, because yeah. I feel like Daphne plays a bit, I don't know, she's...
She plays softy-softy, doesn't she?
She plays soft, but you can tell there's something wicked within her.
Definitely. It wouldn't put it past me if she'd killed somebody.
If you had to, which one would you get off with?
Neither.
If you had to. Someone puts a gun to your head.
Kill me now.
And what lesson is that, everyone? Never answer hypothetical questions. They can let them push and push and push and push. Never answer, because no matter what you say, you're never going to come off Well, no matter what, someone's always trying to trick you. Never. Would you rather eat poo? Would you rather drink wee?
I'm not answering a hypothetical.
Exactly.
Question.
And then he maintains his dignity. You maintain poo.
What? No,
poo.
No.
So your lips mouth poo. I'm trying to teach you how to maintain
Sorry.
Dignity.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's telling listeners that you'd eat poo.
It's just easier to mouth than we. Because, could that be poo? Poo is up because the mouth goes like that. Yeah?
Anything like this? Oh, if your parents were drowning, you can only save one, who would you save? You say, I'd drown trying to save them both. No, but which one would you go to first? I'd drown myself because I couldn't bear to choose. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's a good lesson, isn't it?
Yeah, we hope you've all written something down in relation to that. Dumbledore has arranged to meet with Harry Potter, yeah? And Harry's not packed, and that's really annoyed me. Why is he not ready for the headmaster? He's waiting for him at the window. Do you want to pack before you start waiting for Dumbledore? Are you a last-minute packer?
Yeah, packed this morning, didn't I?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I did as well, actually, but because I was a visitor, I was mostly packed anyway.
All you had to do was scoop everything back into your bag.
Yeah, scooped it up, shoved it in, zip, zip, zip. Bam, bam, thank you, ma'am.
We're in the car. Top of the burger
to you! Taxi driver doesn't have a clue what we're doing.
Oh, taxi driver as well. Brilliant.
So, oh, yeah.
Well, you never want to say what your business is. So we get in the car, and he's like, where are you going? Airport. Where are you flying to? Dublin. He goes, business or pleasure? We go, pleasure. And the taxi driver goes, are you a big passenger?
Yeah.
What's the matter? You think the women in Dublin are more attractive than the women over here?
No.
Doesn't he say that?
Yeah, he did say that. And then he goes, oh, you don't mind if I take this call, do you? And we go, no, we don't mind if you take the call. And he starts off the call normal, like talking like this. And then, 2 minutes later, suddenly he's shouting on the phone and having an, it sounded like an argument or something.
He's shouting, he turns back, he's got his phone like that. He goes to us, can you call it with the top of the burger? We're like, top,
oh, sorry. It's also over your wing mirror. Yeah. So, he turns up, yeah? Dumbledore arrives. Harry has also not warned the Dursleys that Dumbledore is coming, which I think is very irresponsible.
Oh.
You need to get them mentally prepared because they don't like magic, they're scared of stuff like that.
Maybe it's better for them, though.
Do you think?
Because once, Lewis invited me out.
Mm.
This was years ago.
Yeah.
I'm in my old flat, my house share in Didsbury. Get a call off Lewis. He goes, I'm at the pub near you. You coming out? I go, maybe. I said, oh, I don't know. I go, who are you there with? He goes, it's just me and Holly.
Yeah.
There's no one else.
Oh, yeah.
I go, brilliant. Get up, get dressed. Go meet him. He's there with Holly and her entire hockey team. And I go, you didn't tell me about this. He goes, you wouldn't have come if you'd have known. And I was like, you got me there.
Yeah. And did you have a nice evening?
Don't remember.
Oh, well, that sounds like it was a good evening then. I'm at a pointy elbow then.
But maybe it's the right, Harry did the exact same thing and maybe that was a, you know, better just surprise the Dursleys with Dumbledore.
Well, they're all still in their pyjamas and their dressing gowns and stuff. But anyway, he arrives and they come in. And then Dumbledore says to Petunia, he says, I must say, your agapanthuses are flourishing. Well, that can sometimes happen when you're just wearing a dressing gown, can't it? I knew he wouldn't like that. But maybe somebody at home liked that.
Said in the paper that new security measures are going to be taken to increase security at Hogwarts.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to use magic.
Do you think that's what it is?
I think they're going to use magic.
I think so too.
Some more spells.
Yeah, a couple of spells. Get them statues to turn into soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll work. Get one of the parents to call Dark Wizards a bitch.
And in the papers, there is some advice for citizens.
Oh, yeah.
For the increase in Death Eaters, to defend yourself, don't leave the house alone. So who's better than one?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's a good bit of advice.
Complete journeys before night time.
That's also good.
Stay home.
Stay home.
Contact Aura Office for more advice.
Contact the office. But it's good stuff, isn't it? I like that there weren't many silly ones. Because we're supposed to be taking this seriously now, aren't we? Second Wizarding War. Wizarding War 2. Mm. You know, no silly, like, oh, if an imp scratches your bum, hide under a bush and wipe your nose with snot. No, none of that, yeah?
Oh.
Stay inside during the night time. Don't go out on your own. Always carry pepper spray, yeah? Good advice. Yeah? No pissing about. Dumbledore is making himself at home, isn't he? I'm surprised he didn't go upstairs and start bouncing on the beds.
Makes himself at home. He's like, no one's offered me a drink. Fine. He does a little spell. He conjures everyone else to drink. The Dursleys refuse to drink it. Later on, he says, it would have been better manners to have just drank it. I'm not sure it is, you know. If someone makes you a drink you didn't ask for, you don't know what it is. Is it better manners to just drink it?
Look, Dumbledore, the drinks you teach them to make at that school can turn somebody into a different person, can kill them. You can do all sorts of potions. I'd be very scared to drink anything Dumbledore had made for me. That could be a cup of your memories, for all I know. Or phoenix tears or something. Scary.
Dumbledore has a burnt hand. Harry goes, excuse me, Dumbledore. He goes, blah, 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 blah. Don't ask me about that.
Yeah. How did he do that? Do we know?
How did he do that?
How did Dumbledore do that?
Yeah, I did like this chapter that Dumbledore is clearly not arsed about the Dursleys, which is refreshing, because I think Harry's becoming less and less concerned with them. Doesn't tell them anything, whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's news to them that he's a godfather, Sirius Black, has died. So that's like surprising to them. It was like he hasn't even bothered telling them that, and that just shows I guess his lack of respect for them.
Yes.
Well, now he doesn't care about their opinions or something.
Yeah, I don't know, you think it's something he might have mentioned, but I think he's so distant from them anyway. I think they just kind of live parallel lives where they don't bother each other. And just, like, I can't even imagine him eating with them. I imagine he just sorts himself out for food. Goes outside and, like, hunts and gathers. Hey.
Toys.
Presents. Harry has inherited number 12 Grimmauld Place.
I don't want it. You have it, Dumbledore.
Okay, thank you. I'm moving straight away.
Yeah, Harry, I know it's a shithole, but you could have sold it on.
We never got to see Dumbledore's house, did we?
No. Do you think he lives at Hogwarts, though? I thought he lived at Hogwarts.
It's just an office.
Yeah, he's got to have a bunk bed, though, somewhere, hasn't he?
A bunk bed?
I don't know. Not a bunk bed, like a bed.
He's got Merlin's house from... I think he is Merlin. From Sword in the Stone.
Yeah. He looks like him. He can do magic like him.
He likes Arthur, who is like Harry Potter.
Yeah, Arthur's like Harry Potter.
Who's also the chosen one.
Yeah. There's a sword in the stone. There's a philosopher's stone.
There's an owl.
There's an owl. There's a witch. Come on, guys. It's not just us, is it? They're very similar stories.
There's a witch.
There's a witch.
There's a... mean family.
A mean family.
Yeah, that's his...
What?
Yeah, that's
Grop.
That's his cousin, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got a cousin Walt. He's got cousin Dudley. Yeah, Dudley, Dumbledore goes on holiday, the Weasleys go on holiday. Merlin, I mean.
Castle,
yeah.
Magic.
Oh, we've not moved. Maybe it's a stand-up one. Oh, no, there we go. Wait. Buckbeak is to stay with Hagrid. Dumbledore, I don't want to hear about Buckbeak anymore.
Why is Buckbeak even at the house anyway?
Yeah. We don't... Yeah, well, there's no garden, is there? Where was Buckbeak? Was he just
in the lawn?
Well, he's going to have stunted growth now if you're keeping him in a loft. No sunlight, no exercise.
Oh.
Forget about Buckbeak. He's now called Witherwings. He's under witness protection, apparently.
Hmm.
Fantastic. Yeah. And, yeah, a fun chapter with a hint of things to come. They're off for an adventure in the next chapter.
Oh, yeah.
On his way to the Bow-Wow. So, Tom. Oh, no, you ask me, don't you?
Lucas, how many Dumbledores out of five are you? Is that the laziest one ever?
I think it's the laziest one ever.
How many Dumbledores out of five are you giving this chapter?
It was a good bit of fun, moved the plot on nicely. Nice to see the Dursleys, yeah? Even though it's not as fun as usual, like the first three books. But yeah, a bit good, getting set up for the next adventure. But I'm going to give it a very middling 3 Dumbledores out of 5. How about you?
Well, for me, the thing I liked most about this chapter was Dumbledore coming to 4 Privet Drive.
Yeah.
I found that exciting because, I don't know, it's weird, isn't it? It's having a head teacher at your house and also disrespecting your family and throwing around accusations.
My head teacher came to my house when I was in primary school.
Dr. Smith?
No, Dr. Davis was in high school. In primary school, I got into an argument with a friend and I went home.
Oh, I remember.
Because I was upset. And then the head teacher came to the house to talk to me.
That's funny.
But that was odd as well, having the head teacher sat on your sofa.
Sat on the end of your bed. That's like Clockwork Orange, isn't it?
He wasn't sat on the end of a bed.
He had the head teacher come round like Clockwork Orange.
He wasn't any orange.
Have you seen Clockwork
Orange? I've never seen Clockwork Orange. Get off that!
Oh, I shouldn't. I don't know why I did that.
That sounds awful. He did nothing of the kind. He just sat in my lounge.
And for that reason, I can give this chapter no less than 5 Dumbledores out of 5.
Fantastic!
Right, are you ready for quiz?
Yeah!
Quiz. What was the title on the front page of the Daily Prophet?
Harry Potter, the Chosen One?
Correct. That was the headline. what was the headline on the other newspaper?
New Minister of Magic.
Oh, so close. Scrimgeour succeeds Fudge.
Oh, that was... Can you not give me half a point for that?
No, you got it wrong. Okay. Question 3.
Yeah.
When Dumbledore arrives, what are the first two things Harry grabs to pack?
His broom. And his books.
No, both wrong. brass telescope and trainers.
Oh.
And finally, question 5. What was the drink that Dumbledore gave all the Dursleys and Harry Potter?
Mead.
Come on. Madame Rosemary's.
Rosemurta's.
Fired oak matured mead.
Mead. Mead. Correct.
Can't have that.
Oh.
Unfortunately, you've lost the quiz.
Oh. And because we're on holiday, all of Hedwig's droppings are in the letterbox. So we'll do that next week.
Mm.
This has been the Pottervision Podcast. Thank you so, so much for listening. We're on tour. So, yeah, the next one is going to be in Belfast on the 4th of May. And then we've got a load at the end of May. Manchester, London, Sheffield, Liverpool, a few others. All the ticket details are on the website, pottervision.com. Mm. And then we've got more in July as well. So we'll hopefully see you then. Next time, we're on episode 139, chapter 4 of book 6. Honey Slocombe!
The followers!
See you then. Bye-bye.
Set off, shall I? Pottervision. Thank you for listening to the Pottervision podcast. The music was performed by Jack Evans. If you'd like bonus content and to support the show, you can visit patreon.com/Pottervision.